100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, morning, everyone. Hey, Ari. How morning. Are you going?
Pretty good for a hump day. How are you?
Yeah, good. On the way in this morning, you know there's all the road works and everything.
Oh, I have so many things to say about that, but yeah.
Okay, a fun one from this morning.
Okay, please.
They're working on like a electrical signal box for the lights, right? For like traffic lights.
Whereabouts was this?
It's just like where Maitland Road, where the freeway comes up from Jesmond and meets it.
Right near
the studios here at Sanger.
Yes.
Anyway, they're working on this. They've opened the box up that has all the lights controls into it or whatever.
Very Doctor Who like.
Well, sort of. There were four men holding a ladder, and one guy was working on the signal like box. Not even on the ladder.
What?
You couldn't make it up. You couldn't make it up. It is like the joke about a council worker's dream. All of them, all at once. But it's not even those guys' fault. Because their boss told them to do it like that.
You know what? What a great wicket they'd be on. Like, they're getting paid a ton of money to stand there and hold a ladder with no one on it.
Honestly.
Here, boys, stand there and hold that.
Very low responsibility.
Low risk, high reward, actually.
Yeah, very high reward.
Well, there you go. I mean, some people are living good, aren't they?
Look, there were a lot of people. I mean, there was one guy working on the signal box, to be fair. Sorry. He's doing the work.
One out of five?
One out of five.
Doesn't seem like a fair fraction.
It doesn't really. But, hey, it's our tax dollars, so don't even worry about it.
You're driving past out of a morning go and shaking your head.
You're like, we have to do a full job. Well, sort of.
Well, I mean, yeah, sometimes.
I know, we've got it pretty cushy as well, to be fair.
Well, just yeah, it would be if we had aircon, but
talk into a stick and then
talk into a stick!
Go home, pretty much.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So last night I was on the phone to my boyfriend Will, just having a chat and whatever. And
so cute.
Just a regular old chat we were having. Anyway.
How was your day?
Pretty much. Good. What do you want to do tomorrow night? All that kind of thing. I said, do you want to do anything or do you want to stay in? He goes, you know what? I'm not sure yet. And then I said,
How about this?
I'm getting there. I said, what about this? How would you like just going to the golf range tomorrow night? We can go and do a couple of hits and whatnot, and we can just relax later on. And then there was a pause, a dramatic pause, and then he goes, oh my God, you are the best girlfriend in the world, aren't you? I'm like, yes, I am. Yes.
He found the way to his heart.
I have. And he's just like, I would actually love that. Yeah, is that okay? And I was like, he never asked, he never alluded to it, nothing.
You just took him there.
I did. I was like, yeah, how about you go and have a couple of hits, and then we come home, watch a movie, just relax and whatever.
Oh,
and
he's
just
like, what a cute date.
And he goes, oh, okay. Yeah, that would actually be lovely. I promise I won't be there for too long, maybe half an hour, then we can come home.
Okay.
Just half an hour, we can come home. I said, all right, let's do that.
Oh, and, so that's your evening planned for tonight.
Yep, and you know what?
No wonder you're in a sour mood.
Yeah.
You have to play golf tonight. What a nightmare.
Oh, I'm not playing it. Oh, screw that. I hate the stupid little thing. So I'm just going to sit on the chair.
Question.
Like the big aluminium chair and then just watch him.
Question though, do they have Wi-Fi there?
No, but it's okay. I've got data on my phone.
I was going to say, can you play The Sims?
Oh.
I
don't want to bring my laptop to the golf range.
Why not?
You'd
be like a corporate lady there. I just doing some spreadsheets.
Oh, lol. No, I'd rather be pervin on my boyfriend.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. That boy knows how to swang.
Does he now?
Oh, yeah, he does.
Let me swang that big stick. Let's go.
That's funny.
I agree.
For
live and local news. There's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Bree is here from your live and local newsroom.
Now, have no fear.
Exactly. First things first, I believe you had a good Oztag training session yesterday.
Oztag training.
I don't know how good you'd say. I'm definitely feeling it this morning, but... No, it's good. I love the sport, but oh God, the training that they do, you feel like everyone around you is like Kalen Ponga, right? You're like, oh, these guys know exactly what they're doing. I get on the field and I'm watching them. I'm like, I don't understand what is going on. we were doing this one drill where you had to, they had like three balls going and you have to pass it to your opposite side. I don't know.
Okay.
It was all very fast paced. I said to my partner, I was like, I'm so dizzy right now. Like, what's going on? Like,
oh,
I can't.
No.
No, but it's good fun. I love it. I think, you know, the more you do it, the better you get. But,
you'll just pick it up. Just follow what everyone else is doing. That's
maybe
how I do it.
Take a anti-nausea medication beforehand or something like that.
Yeah, and just follow what, yeah.
Seasick bands you put around your wrist, you know, when you go on a boat. Yeah, what do you got there?
So funny.
Oh, that's too funny. Me just pumping two Travic arms, just like with my drink bottle before I start running.
I feel much better now, less dizzy. Yeah. Now, we've got to start with this. Is it a train tax or what's going on there?
Yeah, this interesting one. So the Upper Hunter Council wants to put something in like a train tax or something similar on freight vehicles that travel through the area. So what they're saying is it's causing a lot of disruptions to the residents because it's so loud, but also when, you know, the traffic stopped and also all the dust and just the dirt that it also comes off. So they want compensation for that.
Okay.
No, it's interesting, but legally they can't impose a train tax as such. So they want something, some other sort of compensation. So Upper Hunter Council's really looking to that and trying to push for that.
It's okay, question though. Right, they imagine they work it out. They call it a train fee instead of a tax or whatever.
Right.
The government, like the council collects that. Like Ryan down on the street near the train line who gets dust on all this stuff, he doesn't get that money.
No.
You know, and the business that is interrupted because they like have to cross the train line at a level crossing, they don't get any compensation.
No.
It just feels like a way to grab some money. Probably. Now, if they want to do it, here's how you do it. Boom gate. Just put a boom gate across the tracks.
Yeah.
And if they, like an old school toll booth or an e-tag.
Okay.
Every time they go through, the train driver gets a little sound and the money goes in. That's
okay.
it.
Yeah.
Not a tax. It's an it's a toll train line.
Okay.
Yeah,
solved.
That could work.
There we go.
I do like an e-tag. Those things are a fun beep.
Yeah, they are a fun beep. Yeah. Solved. Problem solved.
Also, we've got some sport to talk about with Emily Van Egmond.
Yeah, a bit of sport news. So the Matildas, Matildas obviously training at the moment. They had one of their first training sessions yesterday.
Cool.
Sam Kerr's come back into Australia.
Yay!
She was there greeted with a really warm welcome from a lot of fans. You see, there's a lot of videos circulating of her signing everything. So awesome news for her. And yeah, Emily Van Egmond, so our Newcastle girl essentially has come out and said that Sam Kerr should definitely retain her captaincy. So she's all on board, all supportive. So that's great for her to have that support, especially while she's here.
Especially from such a well-seasoned and well-loved player that Emily is. Yeah, that's great. That's actually some good news.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of agreement that overall she should stay the captain, even though
such
whatever's happened.
Player.
Exactly. Such an incredible player.
Yeah.
Good leadership qualities as well.
Which is actually hard to find.
Definitely. Well, that is a good bit of news.
New FM.
The Novos.
We love a dumb criminal story on this show.
So many stories.
I know. It's awesome. I've got a couple here. Both of them, of course, American stories because a lot of that stuff seems to happen there.
It's a bit quirky.
Certainly. So this guy came into a convenience store. He's like, I want to rob this store, you know, and then holding up what appears to be a gun under his jacket.
Oh.
And obviously terrifying for the poor person that works there. Said this is a robbery, got the cash and ran. Later they figured out though, the guy who's been arrested since just had a finger gun. Like, he just put the two fingers up like the shape of a gun.
I feel like that's a scene from a show. Like, I know. I've seen it before.
I feel like he probably saw that show and maybe got the idea from that.
Probably.
He's obviously got arrested, $10,000 bond. On one hand, obviously it's bad to, you know, rob from a shop. On the other hand, though, at least he did it in a safe way.
Oh.
I mean, of all ways, he didn't use a real gun or anything.
Mm.
You can imagine, though, when he goes off to prison.
Yeah.
You know, he's mercilessly mocked.
Oh, of course. So what are you doing for?
Why are you in jail? What are you in jail for? Tried to rob a convenience store with my fingers as a gun.
With my fingers as a gun? Oh, you wouldn't explain that to anyone.
You would never tell that for real. How about this, though? You can't make it up. Two guys are arrested while they were mid-police chase. They sort of got away a little bit from the police.
Yeah.
And they thought, oh, the tyres in this car, they're a little on the squishy side. Maybe we should pull into the service station and top up the air. So there they are.
During the police chase?
During the chase, there they are. You know, you always got to, it's a two-person job usually topping up the air because you got one person looking at the little monitor on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
32 PSI. Yep, away we go. Oh, quick, next tire. Oh, damn, the police have arrived and we're arrested. You can't make up how foolish these criminals are, can you?
Arrested mid-pump.
Exactly.
The Novos When You Wake Up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
All right, so I read this rumour online. I don't know if it's true or not. This is on Newcastle Reddit.
Yeah.
People saying that the Aldi at Jesmond's going to close.
Aldi at Jesmond. Oh, yeah, in the shopping precinct there.
And I think that is part of the reason why. Because I think it's upstairs, right, from memory.
I think so.
It's like a weird location.
Whenever I think of the one at Jesmond, my mind immediately goes to Wall's End because I know that one better. Because I don't think I've ever stepped foot inside the one in Jesmond.
I have before, once or twice. But it's just, it's like hard to get to. It's not obvious.
Mm.
Apparently, this is all the, you know, chat online, is that it's just not that busy.
It makes sense. There's not enough foot traffic going past there. I mean, yeah. Woolworths does really well there.
Someone in the comments was saying that they used to work there and the sales weren't as good as the other shops. So absolutely. Maybe they're moving it or something.
Yeah, but where would you move it? That's the question.
Well, that is a good question.
Yeah, maybe in Broadmeadow? Perhaps?
Yeah, well, that's going to be the next big... Well, there's already the one in Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
It's very close. I don't know. I don't know if they're moving it or what. If you know anything more about it, please call the show.
Yeah.
4967 4105. I'd like to, you know, either confirm or deny these rumours.
Yes.
They are only rumours at this point.
But oh, and if you can, go and support Aldi.
Well, definitely. I like them.
Yeah.
I think they're a great
shop. You know, next time you're at Jesmond, just go upstairs. Yeah. Go for a little wander.
Yeah, well, yeah, go up the stairs and get something. Exactly.
Get some Easter gear. Why not?
That is the time of year, hey?
Exactly.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
I guess the way of the world at the moment is finding ways to keep yourself happy, entertained all the time, right?
Well, it certainly is. It's like an instant gratification society we live in now, isn't it?
Correct. Now, new statistics have definitely confirmed that because kidulting is growing. So what I mean by this, where I'm going with this, statistics now show that more adults are buying toys to play with, like kids' toys, like Legos and figurines and all that type of thing. Games, if you will.
Sure.
So according to latest numbers, adults now account for 28% of all global toy sales, buying more toys than any other age group, including preschoolers.
Wow. One third.
Yeah, that's insane.
That is. So let's think for a moment.
Yeah.
Just in your relationship, if we can. So you recently bought the Sims Plus expansion pack, yeah?
Yep.
Also,
and I still buy stuffed toys.
Yeah, and your boyfriend, Will, the beautiful man that he is a big Lego collector, right?
Well, he hasn't bought some for a while, but there was a moment there where all he would do was buy Legos.
Buy lots and lots of it.
Yeah, he loves it.
So it's in and around our lives, right?
Yeah, not just in Australia. So adults in the US tallied more than $7 billion in toy purchases in the past year alone.
That's actually extraordinary. $7 billion with a B?
Billion. That's crazy.
That's big business, isn't it?
Yeah. Also, while European toy sales for kids actually declined by 217 million between 2019 and 2022, they'd increased by about 1.1 billion for adults.
It's so much money, and it's so, I guess, widespread, isn't it? It's more and more adults are spending big money on toys. The toy manufacturers would be stoked about this.
Well, and so on it goes. How's this trajectory?
Yeah.
The trend is also accelerating in Mexico, Brazil and South Africa, while market research also expects the Chinese kidult market to grow 9.3% annually through to 2032.
Wow.
By the next Olympics, every adult is going to be playing with Barbie.
Yeah, a big collection of toys that they're playing with. It's huge.
The Novos.
The light rail that we've got, whilst nice, doesn't really go very far. Let's not beat around the bush.
Yeah.
It just goes a little bit down the city.
Yeah, that's it.
And honestly, it's like almost a walkable distance.
To be fair, I've used the light rail a couple of times at different points. And it's been handy, but I could have walked.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, I think the biggest complaint that we have is it took so long and it's so unambitious.
Yeah, like the one down in Canberra takes you amongst heaps of different suburbs.
Of course.
It's fantastic.
Because they know how to do infrastructure and they push the boat out and try and do something big.
Yeah.
And it's the same everywhere else. Down in Sydney, it's massive.
Oh, yeah.
They go all over the place. They've really, really built big ones to important places that had no public transport, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Out to Bondi, for example, there was no trains that went there. You had to get buses, and it was very confusing. Now you got a light rail.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's a legitimate extension of what they got. The one in Newcastle, not that great. I mean, it's lovely for what it is, but I just wish it was more. I think most people share the same sentiment.
Yeah, look, they tried to jump on the bandwagon with all these big cities and whatever, but it hasn't worked the way we wanted it to, I guess.
Well, it just doesn't, it didn't really change much. There was
that
a train.
Don't impress me much.
That's right. There was already a train that went there, and they went, we've given you a different train that goes to the same spot. Right? This extension, though, could be a legitimate improvement, in my view.
Mm-hmm.
They're projecting it to go to Broadmeadow. There's been a lot of talk about that. They've said now that there's a corridor that's going to go down Tudor Street,
mm-hmm.
and this is where the light rail's going to go. They're still a long way off, though. Still got to secure funding. The next step is, like, making sure other projects don't get built right across it or something.
You think it's worth it?
Oh, God, that is a tough question.
I know. I feel like I'm on the fence.
Overall, probably yes, because to Broadmeadow, at least, you're dealing with people from the stadium.
Yep.
And getting them onto the heavy rail.
Yeah,
so you're
okay.
Taking them from there. Here's what I wish they would do. Just make it massive. Go way past Broadmeadow, go out towards, Wall's End or Katara is underserved.
Yep.
Exactly. Make it a proper long extension.
Yeah.
You're going to put people through the same pain anyway. Order a couple more of those, tram things or whatever and a few more charges and make this thing decent.
And it can get people to and from work and such. That's like relieving congestion within
the
roads.
Exactly. While this is welcome, and I know it will cost money and all that, why is it such a piddly little extension? It's just so unambitious.
Yeah,
if you want to do something like this, make it big and make it proper. All right, rant over.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
How about this for an event? The Vinnies, as in St. Vincent de Paul's, the Vinnies Bridal Expo.
Oh!
They say sell all the wedding dresses and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was started in 2023. It was huge.
Right.
Last year, getting bigger. This year, the line out the front.
No way.
Was enormous from 6 a.m. when it opened.
Good.
And Wow, how extraordinary.
Never heard of this before, but I'm considering it.
Yeah, that's it. They set, a lot of the dresses even are new, like still with tags because they're ex-display or they just were never sold and there's a new fashion out or whatever. And dresses sold, they're all $300 and under for wedding dresses, which is, I think, pretty cheap.
That is very cheap.
For the price of wedding dresses.
Holy dooly.
And a lot of them designer ones as well, so that you're not just getting, you know, your cheap one. They're a decent one.
Right, so you look pretty, get a bargain, but also giving love to a dress.
And for and money to charity, all in one go.
Oh.
It's actually a really cool idea.
Kill four birds with one stone.
That's right. They sold heaps. They've still got a lot left, apparently. So, you know, if you're thinking you're wanting to get married and the cost is through the roof, like all weddings are these days, what a great way to save a bunch of money. You can put it into something else, like a food and drink or whatever.
Well, in a couple of years, I hope they're still doing this because I will use that service.
Well, based on how successful that is, I reckon you'll be fine.
Well done, Vinnies.
Yeah, I think they should, it would go off in Newcastle, wouldn't it? Something like that.
100%.
So, yeah, there's a good little thought for either Vinnie's or some other charity if you're looking to make some money for your charity and help a bunch of locals.
Yeah, exactly.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Hey, now, though, I know that Married at First Sight is over for the season.
Technically.
Thank goodness. Well, technically. But it's the gift that keeps on giving because two participants who were married on the show, not together anymore, they've entered into what looks like to be a legal mudslinging battle.
Oh dear. So the, I guess, true love of their relationship is over. Is that what you're saying?
Wiped out. Now, I know that a lot of people hate this show or love hate this show, so just stay with me if you're in your car listening. So Married at First Sight bride, Jackie, and then she was married to Ryan on the show. Jackie and Ryan.
Yes,
tumultuous. Yes. Honestly, the worst relationship I've ever seen in my life. Very fake, in my opinion. So, she, Jackie, started this legal battle first, right? So, she actually put out a restraining order against Ryan, but not like a physical one per se. Basically, what it means is the restraining order prevents Ryan from making any further comment about his on-screen wife publicly on any platform. So social media ban from contacting her.
Jeez, I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, apparently it is. That means Ryan can't directly or indirectly threaten, harass, abuse or publish denigrating material. Yeah. So this is quite interesting because apparently after they split on the show, like she kind of roasted him at final vows.
Yeah.
He got a bit cranky, I think.
Of course.
And fair enough. I mean, you're allowed to be cranky, but he
and
just...
no right of reply once the show's over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's just gone after her on social media, apparently. She's like, no, I'm taking action against this. We're stopping it.
Wow.
Then it gets juicier because I've just read this morning that Ryan has actually... Jackie has been slapped with an apprehended violence order from him.
Oh, my God.
It aims to protect her estranged on-screen husband. He took out the AVO, which is due for mention...
Whoa.
This month, just days before Jackie was granted a restraining order against him.
Oh my God. That, I mean, I don't know what's gone on there.
Oh,
it seems
ridiculous.
Very bad. And you know that also all the lawyers who work on the show would be.
Lawyers on the show? What do you mean, lawyers on the show?
There'd be people, they'd have a legal team.
Do you reckon?
Oh, 100%. They'd have a legal team behind the scenes trying to protect the network.
Interesting.
To make sure the network doesn't get in any legal trouble.
Okay.
There'd be some nervous conversations going on with all of that going back and forth.
I mean, like, I understand where Jackie's coming from with the social media, like, prevention, like, you know, him coming after roasting her, dragging her through the mud type thing. I don't understand the violence order, though. Like,
unless
she lives in Tasmania now with her new boyfriend, like... Why?
How and why? Isn't there supposed to be some sort of reason? I don't know how it all works.
No.
But it seems like that battle is far from over. They should just get on with their lives, right?
Yeah, just don't talk to each other. Just
pretty
stay
easy.
Off socials.
Exactly.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Scrolling through the good old Facebook yesterday and something very bizarre, I've never seen this before, has popped up on my marketplace. Now, this is actually locally in Maitland, actually.
Nice.
That's an approximate location in Maitland.
Yeah, somewhere around Maitland.
Yeah, well, it looks like someone was selling this, but apparently not. It's just to hire it out. An inflatable nightclub party house with lights and music package.
Let's get ridiculous!
You know it. How good. Basically, what it looks like is...
How does it work and what is it?
I don't know exactly how large it is. Here we go. It's a 6-metre by 5-metre inflatable party house. So, basically, it just...
30 square metres.
Okay, roughly. Yeah.
So, you've got one of those blowers that you use for, like, a bounce castle.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. And then it comes with a fully equipped package of things, so like a red carpet, some red velvet ropes. It also comes with a fog machine, professional lighting with a stage and everything like that. It's huge. You know, and you walk in and like you're raving to this thing. Pump and glow, mobile party hire. How cool.
That's awesome, because if you want the nightclub experience...
But don't want to go in town.
And the taxis and the bouncers and all of that that goes on.
The annoying people.
You got the good group of mates.
Mm-hmm.
What a terrific party idea. Just set thing up at home, invite the neighbours so they aren't complaining.
You have to have a kind of a decent backyard, surely.
A decent size. Well, it's 30 square metres, so it's going to fit in... The size of a two-car garage, basically, is what it is.
Exactly.
A little bit smaller.
And it's for any occasion as well. Can you imagine that at, like, a wedding, birthday, children's parties, corporate functions? Could you imagine, like, people from the station? That'd be fun.
Oh, we could get... We'd fit in the back car park here at the Swamp.
Actually, it would.
A little bit slopey, though.
Yeah,
if you've had a few lemonades, you'll end up at one end.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, next Christmas party, here we come.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Mate, I don't know about here, though. Too many mozzies.
Mm.
Like at night.
Oh, Aragon.
Yeah, that's true.
Fill the inflatable thing
instead of oxygen?
Well, no. Like, instead of not just the oxygen, I'm talking about the smoke machine that it comes with in the package.
Just to
fill that up with
Aragon instead.
And we'll be fine in the swamp.
Then we will. Oh, well, party on. I look forward to our Christmas party. Sounds like it's going to be a banger.
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name five.
Yeah, that's right. You get 10 seconds on the clock. You got to name 5 things from the category we give you.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do that right, you get 2 tickets to the Knights versus the Tigers, and they come to McDonald Jones Stadium on the 14th. It's going to be a great game.
Yeah, it's going to be really good.
Exciting indeed. Let's meet our contestant for this morning, shall we?
Yeah, Scott in Blackalls Park. Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Really good. You sound very focused for a Wednesday morning. What are you doing?
We're getting ready to get on a train and go to Sydney. We're going on a cruise.
Oh
my God.
What cruise? Where are you going?
What cruise?
I don't even know.
I know where we're going. We're going to Moreton Island. I just don't know what cruise it is.
No, that's okay.
We don't care about the brand. We just wanted the rough round figures. Moreton Island. That sounds nice. Will you be back in time to see the Knights play?
Yeah,
okay.
We'll come back on Sunday.
Oh, lovely.
Perfect.
So it's just like 5 days. How good is that?
Yeah. Awesome.
All right, well, let's see if we can win you these tickets. Now, you know how the game works. 5 things inside 10 seconds. Your category for today, timer is at the ready, is things you get in a spray can. Go.
Okay, hairspray, spray paint.
Yep.
Take stand.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Python.
Yay!
Sorry, just a little bit slow there.
You know what was really cool, though? The fact that he said tire shine, and I was thinking the exact same thing at the exact same time. Scott, we're the same.
You guys, that is incredible. Hey, thanks for coming on the show. Unfortunately, you didn't get it. We're still going to put you in the draw, though, for $100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant East Maitland this morning, okay?
Champion, appreciate it.
Enjoy the cruise.
Yes.
I think he's a real winner. Off on holiday today.
Can he swing by and pick me up? Take me with you.
Just keep me in the luggage. It'll be fine, all right?
New FM.
The Novos.
Broncos.
Now, we wanted to get producer Mark on the show here because a story we heard behind the scenes, I thought, it's must tell on air.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic.
Good morning, producer Mark. How you doing?
Morning. How are you guys going?
Yeah, great.
Oh, producer Mark.
Tell us about what happened with your son's cross-country situation.
So I got to ask you guys first, were you ever any good at cross-country?
Not bad.
No.
probably like fourth place every year or something like
I'd
that.
I'd be lucky to be fourth from the end.
Well, I just found out that my oldest son, Flynn, isn't that bad at it.
Okay. So you're pretty excited by this. Mm. Surely proud dad.
Yes, yes. Well, I am. So he had his very first cross country just last week, just on Friday. And he came up to me and he said, "Hey, Dad, if I make it in the to the next round in the top six, the top six go through the next round." He said, "If I make it in the top six, can I have whatever I want for dinner?"
Oh, that's great. Yeah, great bargaining
chip. And what did you say to that, or what was your thought process when he said that?
So I thought, yeah, okay, if I can probably see him making it into the top six, and if it means buying him whatever he wants for dinner, yeah, that's cool. Like I'm happy with that.
A good reward to work ratio.
Yes, I can manage that. I can manage whatever he wants for dinner.
And what's the sort of thing he would request? Are we talking about going to a Michelin star restaurant? Or what would he be after?
Yeah, 3-star restaurant key down in Sydney. That's what he. That's what he wanted.
Okay.
No. He wanted it was McDonald's or pizza or KFC.
Okay.
Something very fun and easy like that.
So, a bit naughty.
Manageable.
Yeah, so I said yes, and then he goes, "Hey, Dad, if I win it, can I get the day off school?"
Yeah.
So at this point, I'm thinking, you know what?
He's got you on a yes ladder at this point.
That's right. He thought, where can I take this? And I thought, I don't think he's going to win it, but I don't want to sound like I'm not feeling positive for him.
Sure.
So I said, "You know what, buddy? Yeah, if you win it, fair enough, you can have the day off school."
Wow.
All right.
Big promise there. Yeah. With no terms and conditions as well.
Not with nothing. Then he quickly added, "Hey, Dad, if I win the next round," he started throwing out all these other things. He said, "Can I get an iPad?"
Oh.
So at this point, I said, "Yeah, you know what, mate, sure. If you win the next round, you can get an iPad." And I'm thinking, mate, you're not even probably going to make it through to the next round anyway. So anyway, I get a message from my wife, Fliss, later that day, and she said, "Hey, check this out. He's come first."
Oh, he's wrangled you. He knew his abilities.
He knew it. Okay, I have some questions here, follow-up questions.
Yes.
Does he get the day of school and the dinner?
Well, he does, because that's what I said yes to.
Okay.
So that night, we went and got McDonald's. He chose to get McDonald's. So now I'm in a position where I need to organise for him to have a day off school and for someone to look after him, because I don't want to break a promise. And he went out and he delivered, so I've got to meet him halfway.
So you can't say, your day off Saturday, and you've been lawyered, learn to do terms and conditions better.
Hey, I need to learn to manage the way that I organise these things with my 7-year-old as well, you know.
Downgrade the promises, perhaps.
That's right. But the real problem is, guys, is now that if he does go into the next round, if he comes first, he's getting an iPad. So I'm really sorry to say it, there's a part of me that really doesn't want him to do well.
Lose, son, lose.
But that is an extraordinary. He's really got you there.
Yep.
I have another question. Do you think it's beyond his ability to have orchestrated this with other kids?
Oh, yes.
Like, guys, I've got my dad to get a day of school and an iPad. You can have it on, like, Wednesdays. If you let me win. Is that beyond his ability?
It wouldn't surprise me at all. He can be, it's like him to do stuff like that and pull things. He's done things like that in the past. So, Crevo, you're onto something. And you know what? I'm going to try and look more into this.
I think an investigation is in order, but also well done for winning. That's pretty amazing.
Good morning.
Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day.
Stockland Green Hills, kidsworldplay.com.au.
Right now in Rutherford, it's 21 degrees.
And I'm today's Weather Whiz Kid.
105.3
New FM.
It's New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Good morning. My name is Isla Robinson. I'm 11 years old in Year 6 at Curry Curry Public School, and I am today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is overcast for most of the day, grey and gloomy with scattered showers, with tops of 22 degrees. Right now in Wool's End, it's 18 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Strong read.
That was very good, very good.
Beautiful.
Keep your headphones on because we wanted to ask you a few questions if we can.
Definitely.
First of all, tell us about this musical that you're involved with. What's happening there?
So I'm running Mean Girls the Musical Junior at my school. And
oh
yeah, it's really exciting.
That is cool.
The mastermind behind the musical. Oh, we're in the same room as a famous person.
I love it. I love it. And who? Which character will you be playing?
I'm playing Regina George.
Oh, strong role.
That is a strong role. You're going to do well, no doubt.
I believe you have quite a few musical heroes. You're a big music fan. Who's your favourite at the moment?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, she's a strong one. You like strong characters. I appreciate that.
Yeah, terrific, definitely. Now, you're school captain as well. Have you made any changes or how's the captaincy going?
Well, I'm working on a new school dress, which is really exciting.
Ooh. And so are you designing that yourself? Or?
Yeah.
What's it going to be like? Have you got any ideas?
Yeah, so like it's our school shirt, but it's like continued down, like just above the knees.
Okay, kind of like a sports dress in a way. Oh, I love that.
That sounds very comfy as well, which is great. You know, because school uniforms, sometimes they can be a bit itchy and stuff. Mm. So, yeah, use good material and that kind of thing if you're doing it.
Making changes as a natural born leader.
Definitely. You certainly should.
Well, congratulations, Isla. You've scored your very own birthday party at Kids World Playland, Green Hills, where you can jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime to stay all day. Book now at kidsworldplay.com.au. And if you'd like your child to be our next Weather Whiz kid as well, you can register online now at newfm.com.au.
Yes, certainly as simple as that. Well done. You should be very proud of yourself. You've done a good job this morning.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
It is the gift that keeps on giving. I love a strong start. So yesterday on the show, if you were listening, if you weren't, go back and listen to it on our podcast. But I was describing the latest obsession my boyfriend has with golf. Now, it has turned from Lego obsessed to golf obsessed to the point of that's all he wants to do all the time. And fair enough, that's his hobby. That's the way he also winds down.
He's playing a lot of golf, though, and dragging you along to hours and hours of it.
Well,
it sounds awful.
I've volunteered as tribute for tonight's golfing session. Because I'm a good girlfriend, and quote him, "You are the best girlfriend." I said, "Yes, yes, I am."
remember that forever and ever.
Yes, just remember that when I do something wrong, and just remember.
I do golf.
Anyway, it's become a right obsession to the point where he has so much golf clothing. He wants to buy lockers for his golf clubs.
A special cabinet.
Yep.
For the lounge room of your new house when you move in together.
Yeah.
That would have exclusively golf stuff. He then wanted two different putting greens.
He got another one last night.
A third one?
Well, I thought it was a third one, but apparently the second one wasn't there.
Oh, okay. So he was still at two putting greens inside the lounge room, that is overtaking your lives together, Ari, and you haven't even rented the house yet.
Well, apparently this one is too long to have in the house, so he's got to have it outside.
Yep. Whole backyard is taken over with golf as well.
Yep. Absolutely.
He's golf obsessed.
He's golf obsessed.
It's gone too far.
Yes. So I want to know on 4967 4105, is it you or is it your partner? Are you in my situation where your partner is so obsessed they keep buying golf things?
That's right. Or they're always on the golfing green.
Or are they dragging you around? Are you the caddy?
I've got a friend whose dad is golf obsessed.
Really?
So every single overseas holiday, it's to play golf. Every single weekend, it's playing golf. Then he's semi-retired. He's playing golf like four times a week.
Interesting. Semi-retired so he can play golf?
Pretty much.
Oh, my God.
He bought a car, a brand new car, returned it because it didn't fit the golf clubs that he had in the back.
Love that.
Returned it. So he would have lost heaps of money on it.
Did he get a bigger car but also put a massive sticker of a golf ball on it?
Just slightly bigger. Just the boot needed to be a bit bigger for his golf clubs. Oh. He returned a brand new car.
That is fantastic.
It's an obsession on another level.
Okay, well, I'll do you one better. So Will, my partner, wants to take a holiday to Tasmania. I'm like, brilliant, I love Tassie, no worries. Where are we going? What do you want to do? He goes, now, I'm thinking of going just for like 2-3 days. I'm like, why? You're not going to see much. And he goes, no, we're going to Tasmania to play golf.
That is that same person.
A barn burglar. What the heck is going on?
That is not your dream holiday,
no,
Ari.
Maybe he should pay for my ticket.
Well, even then, you should at least do something else. Mm. Go up that mountain that has a cable car down it or something like that, at least.
Is there one?
I don't know. I can't remember. They're looking at putting a cable car up it.
Great.
At least go do that. Look at a mountain or a stream or something that Tasmania's got. Eat an apple.
Yeah, see
don't
a platypus.
Two games of golf is not a reason to go on holiday. Let's go to Aberglasson. Hey, Susan, how are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm good.
That's the way. How is Aberglasson out there today?
It's a bit gloomy looking, Crevo, today. Yeah, the sun is not shining.
I know. So is it you that's golf obsessed or someone you know?
Yeah, no, look, it was me. I haven't played much the last couple of years due to a dodgy knee, but it's addictive. It's absolutely addictive, Ari, so you need to get on board. When I first started, I used to, like, finish work, go and hit balls for a couple of hours all the time just to improve myself, get better. Right. Used to love going playing with the ladies and the ladies' comps over at Maitland. Been to Tasmania, played at Lost Farm and Barn Boogle. You need to go.
Okay, awesome. That's where he wants to go, Susan. That's fascinating. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and you'll enjoy that as well, because there's lots of other things to do down there besides golf. And go to Hawaii as well, because I've played over there also. So
go to Hawaii.
Do the Susan tour of golf centres. Yeah. Question.
Absolutely.
A question for you, Susan. How much money do you reckon you spent over the years on golf?
Look, I don't think I've spent an excessive amount, but you really can't. Like, I bought, I don't know, I used to have, like, just a motorised buggy, so I don't know, that was $1,500. Decent clubs, you know, decent clubs can cost you thousands.
Yeah.
But, you know, plus you've got to look good.
That's right.
The
fashion that goes with it,
absolutely. Absolutely. As long as you look the part, no one knows how you hit a ball and they're just looking at you in your clothes.
There you go.
Well, that's where I'm standing at this point, Susan. I'm obsessed with the clothes because, oof, does my man look good in those golf clubs.
Absolutely. Get on board, Ari, definitely. Get on board.
You've sold me, Susan.
Ari, all you got to do is buy the little visor and you're in business.
Oh, my God, yes. Then I can be as good-looking as William.
That sounds great.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Fun for the kids and the adults, if you will, at Charlestown Square coming up. So apparently there's like this Easter egg hunt. There's like a scav hunt happening. So apparently a family-friendly adventure is on its way where kids can explore, collect stamps, win prizes and enjoy exclusive store offers. Actually, well, the adults can enjoy those.
Yeah, right.
Each participant who signs up for this will receive an Easter map featuring 12 retailers. You've got to visit each one to collect a stamp. You've got to then return to the finish line for a special chocolate surprise from the Easter Bunny.
Well, that's a bit of fun.
Bit of fun because exclusive discounts are on offer from retailers such as Flip Out Junior, I should say.
Yeah.
Donut King, Cotton On Kids, and more. So,
good shops, aren't they?
I really want to go do this because I want to discount at Donut King. I want to get a chocolate shake.
Just dress up as a kid.
Oh, yeah?
And just go, I'm 11, but I'm really tall.
I have a deeper voice.
And they're like, you need to see ID. I'm like, don't have it. I'm 11. You just have to believe me.
No, sir, officer. I was not born in the 90s. I'm a 2010 kid.
There you go.
Yeah,
would make you...
Actually, that's 14 still. Damn it!
It'd make you 16, Ari. Or 15, going on 16.
I was born in 2015. Oh, my God, if you're born in 2015, you're 10 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, I graduated high school in 2015, so that wouldn't work, would it?
You have to go 2015. You have to say you were 2015, baby.
I still think I could pull it off. I've got no wrinkles yet.
I agree. That's why I'm suggesting you do it. Go
and
get
I
yourself
can
a friend.
Talk like this, mister. I don't know if the kids sound like that these days, but no.
No idea. I still think you should have a go. The worst that can happen? You don't get your free Easter egg.
Pigtails. I'll utilise the big pigtails.
That's a good plan.
It's all about the pigtails.
We'll keep you updated on how Ari's kid scamming goes.
That sounds bad.
UFM. The Novos.
How about this for a local story? Tim Lamb is from Edgeworth. He's headed to Japan because he's one of the best excavator operators in the world. So he's not going over there for a job. They had a competition here in Tomago to see who's the best in the region. So it was a regional final, right?
Hang on, an excavator. What is that? That's not someone who, like, pans for gold.
No. They're these big diggers that you see, like, digging up the highway or whatever, or digging out, say, like a flat ground for a new house or something like that. They're the ones with, like, a bucket on a two sticks put together. Obviously, they're more complicated than that, and they're made of metal.
Bucket on two sticks. What an explanation.
Well, thank you. So these guys, when they are good at what they do, it's actually extraordinary to watch.
Yeah.
Occasionally, growing up on the farm, we'd get them out there to fix the roads or build a dam or something like that. And when you have a great operator, they're so incredible at what they do. They're quick, they're efficient, they know how to make that machine work. So it doesn't surprise me in a way that there's a competition, but the fact that it's a global competition is kind of amazing. So Tim Lamb from Edgeworth, he competed at this competition locally at Tomago.
Yes.
He was the best, and he's off to Japan for the next stage.
So this is like a global thing.
It is a global thing.
Wow.
Now, what was interesting, it was on NBN, and I caught some of the challenges that you had to do whilst in this competition. Because you're thinking, how do you compare these guys? Here's one of the challenges.
Tasked with cutting a metre-deep pit to an angle of 45 degrees.
So, you know, they're out there with the protractor or whatever, checking the degrees, making sure it's clean, there's no, like, lumps in the bottom, it's exactly 1 metre deep, all of that, the precision is what's important, and speed. So it'd be both of those.
There's a lot of judgment factors, isn't there?
Sure. Here's another challenge that had to be done.
Brett McKenzie from Miller's Forest had to carry a 6.5-ton load over steep, uneven terrain without spilling it.
So if you spill even one grain of soil, they're out there with the scales measuring it, checking. Wow, he spilled one grain. The other guy spilled two. You're ahead in the competition. Well done.
Oh, this is so interesting.
It is, actually. Now, what happens next is the question. So Tim Lamb from Edgeworth, he goes to Japan. He competes there. Then the top nine go to Las Vegas for the main world competition.
In Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas. You win that, you get $10,000 and a trophy and a 2-year prize period.
Wow, I have a theory about this.
What's that?
Are they doing this competition globally just so they can get some free labour?
What, to dig a new site for a casino or something?
Yeah, it's like we put possibly up another hotel in Viva Las Vegas, so let's get the Aussie Atreides in to dig us a hole.
We need exactly 10 pillars dug across here and make sure they're spaced out and exactly the same as on this plan.
Please.
Is that for a building? Oh, no, nothing to worry about.
Don't you worry about it.
The other fun element, just before we wrap this up, was I didn't realise that it would be a commentated competition.
It's a commentator. How can you commentate that?
Well,
oh, he's digging another hole.
I'm glad you asked because I have a sample of the commentary.
Andrew's flying through his passes over there. Passes? What is this, NRL?
I'm guessing they're passing, like, soil from one area to another or from a pile onto a truck or something.
Didn't you say it's dumping another load?
I guess so. Notice how they had to add jazzy music to spice it up a bit because basically it's moving dirt from point one to point two. Oh. Well, good luck to Tim Lamb. I hope you take it all away and win the world championships because it sounds like you're very good at what you do.
Yeah.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Channel 7 has got so much respect from me at the moment. Oh, my God. Whoever is, like, producing any of the shows on that channel or doing the marketing and stuff like that.
They're working hard.
Oh, my God. They need a raise. So, now, I was devastated to find out that this actually isn't a thing yet.
Okay, it's a work in progress, is it?
Maybe.
Okay.
I think it's like a little tease, but it's also part of an April Fool's joke.
Did you get got, Ari?
I did. And I'll show you why. Because I think my excitement, I wasn't the only one because the social media is going off at the moment. Okay, so they've advertised.
Yeah.
Finance bro wants a wife. So the exact same premise as farmer wants a wife, but it's finance bro. And I thought this was so great and tacky that it could be real. This is definitely something a TV station is going
to
do.
Here's another element to this. I'm pretty sure I asked you, are you sure that's not an April Fool's?
I was so sure. Right?
And you're like, no, it's happening. Look.
Yep. But I do have good news.
Okay.
They might be doing it if they get enough attention.
So it could be a pre-marketing ploy.
Well, it's possible.
They might do it.
It's exciting. So Finance Bro is just somebody who works in, like, selling stocks and shares in the city.
Yeah, the big companies
crypto,
and stuff.
That kind of thing. Mm. Trying to make... Basically, they work in finance. They're very rich. They wear the suits every day. And a lot of people see them and go, oh, there's a dish.
Mm, exactly. Now, let me go through some of these profiles that were made by Channel 7. Ready?
Brilliant.
So then, first of all, you've got Ryan. He's 26. He's from the company EY. And it's like, you know how at the Real Housewives of whatever franchise, you've got like the opening sequence as, I'm a diamond in the rough, but don't mess with me. Like all those type of little intros they're saying.
Yeah, of course. They're little, it's quotes. A little quotes, yeah. Exactly.
So this Ryan guy in quotes says, I'm still figuring out my dating goals, but I'm pretty sure they include ghosting you mid-quarter. Oh, that's rude.
Very much so.
How about Eli, 29, Macquarie Group? I date like I trade crypto, recklessly, and with zero accountability.
Nice as well.
This Gross. Other guy, KPMG, Samuel, 31. I don't do long-term investments, but I might make an exception for a high-yield situationship. Oh, my God, what a loser if this guy was real. Liam, 39, PwC. Not here for the drama. Just want a no-risk relationship with steady dividends. That one's the worst. This one's my favourite. Ready?
Yeah.
Matthew 34, Deloitte. My love life is like the stock market, full of highs and lows and the occasional crash and burn.
Oh, jeez. All of that is so awful.
I love it. Bring it.
Yeah, it would be a great show if they could put that together.
Creatures and Mega Creatures Night Safari
at Hunter Valley Gardens, April 5 to May 4. Book your tickets now at huntervalleygardens.com.au.
105.3 New FM's Roar or Snore.
Oh my gosh, now that was a bit of a scary sound, wasn't it?
It certainly was.
I got goosebumps.
Yeah.
I love dinosaurs, and this is what we're looking at here. Mega creatures.
Yeah, we are.
This is so cool.
And such a great venue as well. Hunter Valley Gardens. Everything they do, they touch, turns to gold.
Yeah, like if you want something, they'll do it times 10.
Exactly. And it's such a great event.
Mm-hmm. It's an inspiring experience where imagination knows no bounds. You've got mythical beasts there, big, much-loved prehistoric creatures, some giant insects. I saw a slug. Ooh. And they all move.
A lot of that, it's very exciting.
Oh, my God, giant spiders, Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Kids are climbing the walls to try and go to this.
Yeah, and at night safari, they're all lit up.
That's right, and we have got the tickets for free.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're wanting to win a family pass, you just got to listen out for the dinosaur roar. It's going to happen before the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you hear it, call up immediately, 4967-4105, or get mum or dad to.
Oh, yeah, just but mum, quickly.
Call up, because it's got to be an adult on the air.
Yes, of course.
Phone up, and then the first and best caller in, the first person in is going to get on.
Yep.
And they'll win the family pass.
This is, like, worth over $120 to get in for a family pass.
Yeah, so if you've seen this advertised and you're thinking, oh, my God, I'd love to go to Mega Creatures,
mm-hmm.
get ready. Listening for that dinosaur roar. Remember the number, 4967-4105. And your lucky winner is Kate in Valentine. Yay. Good morning.
Yay. Good morning, guys.
How are you this morning? How's Wednesday?
Great. Oh, look, it's good. How are you guys?
Wonderful.
Fantastic. Now, you heard the roar. You quickly rang up. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, you're excited. Who else is excited in your family?
Oh, my little boy and my little girl. So I'm super excited to take them to this.
What ages are they?
They're 7 and 8.
Oh, perfect. Are they into dinosaurs and, like, big spiders and stuff?
Harvey definitely is. So I'm super excited, and to scare Elsie will be awesome.
It's time to scare my daughter. Yeah.
Listen to that, like, slightly evil cackle.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is again.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Well, congratulations, Kate and Valentine. You're our latest local winner. You're off to the Mega Creatures Night Safari. Enjoy that one, all right?
Thanks, guys.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
We're pretty much done for today, Ari.
Yeah, yeah.
We do have to award a prize,
mm-hmm.
And that goes to Susan in Aberglasslyn. So earlier in the show, We were talking about if you're golf obsessed.
Yeah, because my boyfriend is very golf obsessed at the moment, and I wanted to hear from other people.
Yeah, and you're off to the driving range today, aren't you?
In fact,
as you become golf obsessed, that's the idea.
No, I do it out of support.
Now, Susan, apparently it was her, and this is what she had to say.
Yeah, look, it was me. It's addictive. It's absolutely addictive, Ari. So you need to get on board. When I first started, I used to like finish work, go and hit balls for a couple of hours.
See, maybe golf is for me. If it's just as simple as hitting balls, I might be good at this.
Yeah, I reckon.
In fact, I mean, I've had some practice with golf and hitting balls, so maybe I just need to practice a bit more and then I can get on that full swing show and make heaps of money.
I reckon you'd be hilarious on that show.
Well, there's a path, a future path for me.
Get on a reality TV thing on Netflix.
Exactly. Well, enjoy your time at the practice range, golf range. What's it called again?
Driving range?
Driving range today. See, I'll get the terminology eventually.
It'll be great for me. I get to sit there and watch my boyfriend swang.
That's it. Simple as that. Enjoy that and have a great day, everyone. Susan gets $100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant, East Maitland. From Aberglasson as well, our latest local winner here at New FM. We'll catch you tomorrow, everyone.
Talk to you then.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure, just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.